Good evening. This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Election campaigning has gained momentum for the first phase in Bihar for the assembly elections. JDU President and Chief Minister Nitish Kumar and senior BJP leaders are canvassing in support of the NDA candidates. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is currently having a virtual dialogue with workers of BJP NDA under the Mera Booth Sabse Mazboot program. Earlier, in a social media post, Mr. Modi underlined that the BJP workers are steadfast in the field with unprecedented energy and dedication to ensure the victory of NDA in the Bihar Assembly elections. He said their participation at every level of the organization, from public outreach to dialogue, is NDA's greatest strength. The Mahagathbandhan in Bihar Assembly polls, or the Grand Alliance, has declared Rashtriya Janata Dal leader Tejaswi Prasad Yadav as its chief ministerial candidate for the Assembly elections 2025. Congress election observer and former Rajasthan Chief Minister Ashok Gehlot announced this today at a joint press conference held in Patna. Mr. Gehlot also announced that if the Mahagathbandhan forms the government, the chief of the Vikasshil Insan Party, Mukesh Sahani, will be appointed as the deputy chief minister. Speaking on the occasion, Tejaswi Prasad Yadav expressed gratitude to all the alliance members for choosing him as the chief ministerial face. The Bharatiya Janata Party, BJP, has raised questions over the seat-sharing arrangement within the Mahagathbandhan. Criticizing the Mahagathbandhan, BJP MP Ravi Shankar Prasad said, there are 243 seats and the alliance is contesting on 255 seats. He also questioned the credibility of the Mahagathbandhan's promise to provide a job to every household in Bihar. Four wanted criminals from Bihar have been killed during an exchange of fire by the joint team of Delhi Police and Bihar Police in Rohini area of the national capital in the wee hours today. Joint Commissioner of Police, JCP Crime Delhi Police, Surinder Kumar, informed the media in New Delhi that the Ranjan Pathak gang members were booked in multiple cases of murder and extortion in Bihar. He informed that the location of the criminals was being constantly tracked, and when they were intercepted by the police at about 2 a.m. last night on Bahadur Shah Zafar Marg in Rohini, they opened fire at the police. The police team retaliated in self-defense. President Draupadi Murmu has stressed that equal opportunities for every section of the society, especially for the weakest and the marginalized section, is required to achieve the vision of Viksit Bharat. She was addressing the gathering after unveiling of the bust of former President K.R. Narayanan at Raj Bhavan in Kerala today. Highlighting the contribution made by former President K.R. Narayanan, the President said that he left behind a legacy of integrity, compassion and high democratic spirit.
As our nation moved ahead to achieve the goal of Viksit Bharat, it is essential to ensure that all citizens, especially the weakest and most marginalized, get equal opportunities to realize their dreams. Sri K.R. Narayanan has left behind a rich legacy of morality, integrity, compassion, and democratic spirit. As we remember him today, let us draw inspiration from his life, which was dedicated to nation building, to create a more inclusive, just, and compassionate India.
To ensure passenger convenience, Union Minister of Railways Ashwini Vaishnav today reviewed the status of special trains running during the festive season from the war room at Rail Bhavan in New Delhi. He interacted with officials and took stock of the railway's preparations ahead of Chhath Puja. The war room has been set up to monitor and manage the festival rush at railway stations. In addition to the regular train services, 1,500 special trains will be run during the next 4 days. Union Home Minister Amit Shah laid the foundation stone for the 6th lane of Shantipura-Khoraj GIDC road in Sanand in Ahmedabad today. Chief Minister Bhupendra Patel was also present on the occasion. And in men's cricket, Australia defeated India by 2 wickets in the second ODI at Adelaide to take an unassailable 2-0 lead in the 3-match series. And that is the end of this news bulletin.